Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Truthful Tuesdays. My name is Zeke Bolden, life coach that entails relationships, spiritual coaching, and overall life coaching. Guys, I'm telling you, it's exciting for me to be on with you again this week. I got some real eye-opening information I want to pass on to you. So I'm looking forward to you guys listening in. So thank you so very much for having the patience. Last couple of weeks, last week we were okay, but the last couple of weeks we've had a few issues with our studio, but everything seems to be working great today. So I appreciate you being on here. Listen, got to get out a few things before we get started. I want to make sure that you know that I am available nationwide as a life coach, relationship coach, spiritual coach. You could reach me by my website, which is ZekeBolden.com. You could go to Facebook and reach me there. You can reach me through Twitter, and I also have a YouTube page. And guys, I'm telling you, if there's nothing more disheartening than to have questions about your relationship, wanting to do something different, only to find out that you don't have anyone to talk to. As a matter of fact, I spoke to a lady today. My wife and I were out eating, and I just asked her a few questions. She said, you know, I had begun to say to myself, what is wrong with me? Why am I still single? I'm in my 40s, and I'm ready to settle down. And what's going on? Is it me? Is it me? Is it me? And sometimes you won't know if you unless you talk to somebody else. So, again, thank you so very much for joining us tonight. Tonight, as a reminder, this is for our singles. Next week, we will start back with our married folk. We're looking at maybe even doing spiritual next week. We'll see what happens. But we're talking about singles tonight. Last week, we talked about five fire starters for your marriage. Absolutely phenomenal feedback on that. Enjoyed it greatly. Tonight, we're talking about singles. Eight reasons why you are still single for males and females. Now, it's going to get a little heated, so I know you're going to have some questions. So I want to say to you that you could join me via the chat room as well. If you go to Blog Talk Radio, look up the Relationship Whisperer. You will see me there as well. You can join me there. And also, if you're joining me via internet, you can click on the link that I sent out, and you can join me in the chat room from there as well. So any questions that you have, you're welcome to ask a question in the chat room. Or if you have a question or you want to answer a question or have some conversation, you can press 1 on your keypad, and then it will indicate to me that you want to talk. After we finish talking, you press 1 again. That takes the indication off, so I know that you don't want to say anything else. So let's talk about this for a second. 8 reasons why you're still single. Man, I'm telling you, this is big right now in our nation, and it has been for a couple years now. As a matter of fact, I remember watching a show on Oprah about, you know, black females, specifically African-American females being single. It got so big that I think it was either CNN or one of the other major television shows, news shows, did a special on the African-American female being single, having all the right things, having a good job and doing this and doing that, and everyone had their own, had a lot of women on there, maybe about 5, I think, different positions, doctors, lawyers, judges, you know, some with high advanced degrees, some not so high degrees, but still they were single and wanted to know why. And we've been given the excuse that, you know, either they're gay or they're in jail for black men. So we're looking to go outside of the race. Well, I kind of disagree with a lot of that. Now, you choose whoever you want. I don't mind you going out of the race. That's up to you. You choose who you love. But to say that there's a shortage, mentally, sure it is. Naturally, sure, there's a shortage. We don't have as many men available because a lot of black men are locked up, and some have chosen to go with same sex. But there are still a plethora of single men out there and single women out there who are looking to connect in with somebody. So if you're single tonight, I want you to chime in on some of these things we're going to talk about. So the very first one, out of the 8 reasons why you are still single, number one, you ready? I hope you are, because your standards are too high. That has been an issue. That has been a real big issue. And I'm telling you that this one particular one ruffles so many feathers when I talk about this. But it's the truth, so help me God. And I promise you to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. But the question is, can you handle this truth? Your standards are way, way too high. And this is male or female. All these answers apply to male or female. So I say they're too high because you have in your mind sometimes, you know, what you want, and you put these unrealistic facts together. I think some women have been taught, you know, make your list and put it in your Bible and say what you want and specify what you want and all these things. And I want this man, he needs to have this. Well, that's the ideal man. And he doesn't exist. If he did, his name would be Jesus here on earth walking. That's how important it is. And if you think there's an ideal man and your girlfriend got her ideal man, and I promise you, she did not, he did not. They did not get their ideal mate. No one has. This is a work in progress. So you got to check your standards. You got to see what you're asking for, especially if what you're asking for cannot be achieved in the place that you live, in the places that you visit, and the people that you talk to. You gotta really look at that and ask yourself, can I really get that person that I want with all these characteristics where I am right now? And so you need to check and see if your standards are too high. As a matter of fact, I would love for any of our Callers, if you would like to chime in on this, I would like to hear from you. I would like to hear whether or not you think your standards are too high or you want to come in on it. I would love to hear from you. If you want to chime in, press 1 on your keypad. But other than that, we got a short time here, and this is a very, very important topic tonight. We got about 20 minutes left. I'm going to keep rolling on. I'm going to try to get through this tonight. If I don't, I'll do maybe half or a few and then do the rest next week as well. But number two. Number one, your standards are too high, and then watch this. This is crazy. Number two, your standards are too low. Yeah, you're staying single because your standards are too low. That means that you are picking and grabbing hold to people who are beneath you, if you will, and to a point where they cannot appreciate your worth. They cannot appreciate who you are. They cannot appreciate what you bring to the table. You're actually gotten so frustrated that you're digging down in the gutter, and you're taking any old trap queen, you're taking any old thug on the street because you're sad or maybe you're lonely and you want to connect them with somebody. Well, you know, you can't do that. You've got to still maintain, and there is a level of standards that you need to have. That's a medium. And let me say this. I've heard women, and especially doing life coaching, that they'll talk about whether or not, you know, they're going to settle. Well, you know, let me tell you, I feel like settling is not really how we see settling to be. There's another area where you can look at this. I want you to look at this as not settling, but compromise. You can compromise something as long as standards and boundaries are set. It's important that you understand that. It's important that you understand that. And again, if you're single on the line tonight, I want to hear from some of my callers. I want to know that if whether or not you settle what you've decided about settling. I want to know if you've compromised. I want to know what your thoughts are. So by all means, you can call in directly to me. The number is 516-387-1748. Again, that's 516-387-1748. I want to know what your thoughts are. It's important that you understand whether or not your standards are too high or they are too low. And you definitely don't want I'd rather you have too high than to have too low. But either one of those either one of those things here, it's an indication of why you're still single. No one fits the bill for you, and then the other one is that anybody fits the bill for you, and that's just too much. That's just too much for them to deal with. Okay, so, all right, number three. Number three is really, really heavy, so I'm going to slow down here for a moment and make sure you get this. Number three, the reason why you're still single is that you have holes in your soul. You have holes in your soul. H-O-L-E-S, holes. Not holes, but holes in your soul. That means that you've suffered maybe some tragedies in your relationships in the past. Maybe you've had some pretty decent relationships, but you had quite a few of them. And every time that you connect in with somebody sexually and they leave, you form a what is called a sexual or spiritual soul tie, and a part of your soul, if you're not connected with that person, a part of your soul leaves with them. So you'll find yourself in a position where it's left you kind of like if you can picture a bum, if you will, having on someone who's homeless having on a raggedy sweater, and there's a hole, you know, in the left side of the sweater, and one of the sleeves are missing, and there's a tear around the collar, and it is really, really, you know, looking raggedy. Well, I imagine that your soul is the exact same way. Somebody takes a piece of that soul with them, and it leaves you at a vulnerable state. It leaves you sometimes. It makes some people very apprehensive about going into relationships again because soul hurt. When there's a hole in your soul and your soul has been torn, man, that's the kind of pain that runs deep, if you will. That's where that saying comes from, that when you get cut, or what you said, cut me to the bone, that means that it really went to your soul, and your soul has not healed. And then there are some people whose soul, the soul healed, but it healed deformed, you know, to a place of a revengeful type attitude. I heard people say one particular woman, her husband cheated on her, or another single lady, you know, her boyfriend cheated on her, and to get him back, she cheated. You know, and not only did she cheat, but she got herself in a place where she did it a couple times. She had got to a place where she started drinking and smoking, and before you know it, you know, she was having sex, just casual sex, a whole lot. And that leaves you, as someone has said, empty. I want to make sure you understand, it doesn't leave you just empty. It leaves you with holes in your soul. And because there are holes in your soul, you can't be satisfied, and you get confused, and you don't really know what you want, to be very honest with you, male or female, because you're so jacked up, you really need to get yourself together and be satisfied with you for a moment and make sure you get some healing in that particular area. Again, if you don't even know whether or not you have holes in your soul and you just need somebody to talk to about it, by all means, guys, you can give me a call. You can hit me up, send me a text message. Matter of fact, we'll do a free session for you just to do an analysis of where you are and what's going on in your life. It's important that you understand that. Okay? All right. Well, I have my queen who's here with me as well. I want to make sure she chimes in and talking about, you know, those holes in your soul and exactly what happens.
Hi. Hello, everyone that's on the Blog Talk. Thank you again for supporting. This is such a great and wonderful topic that deals with a lot of people, a great majority of the people in the world. Just to chime in for a moment about the holes in the soul, they cause us to do things that we normally wouldn't do. It's kind of like when you have holes in your souls, you're out of control and you're not in control. You're being led by things sometimes that you don't know what they are. You don't know why you feel the way you feel, why you're doing what you're doing, why you're treating people like this, why you kind of like just don't have a don't care attitude about things. Those holes in the soul, they go so deep to the point where you have to recognize it. You have to look back and do an assessment on yourself to see what changed in your life. And if you can't even identify if anything's changed in your life, ask a close friend, ask somebody that you trust to see if have you changed, is anything different? Because sometimes we can't see. Sometimes, you know, the saying that say that we're our worst critic, well, we are our worst critic sometimes, but then sometimes we can't see things about ourselves that other people may be able to see more clear. So that can help us so that we don't have to spend a great majority of our life and our time, our years, being a certain way and getting set in that way, which is not really helpful or healthy, you know, for our being. So those holes in the souls and relationships, ladies, even men as well, just be careful, stay prayerful, and begin to have somebody in your life that you can trust that can tell you no when you need to be told no, or tell you that you've changed in this way when you need them to do that, versus just being a nice friend or a yes person to you. Sometimes we need that.
All right. Awesome, baby. Thank you so very much. Hey, guys, I'd love to hear from you. By all means, give me a call or press 1 on your keypad on your phone, or even go into the chat room for those who are listening online. I'd love to hear from what your thoughts are about, number one, your standards are being too high or standards are being too low. And then thirdly, holes in your souls, all reasons why that a lot of people are still single. Very, very important to understand. All right, so let's move on to number four. Number four is as a result of number three comes into number four. Number four is emotionally unstable. Emotionally unstable. I gotta tell you, there are so many men and women who number one, they don't have all their soul together. They're jacked up in that particular area, and they have been left so emotionally really torn, trying to figure out what's going on in their life and in their mind and in their emotions. You find yourself crying for no reason. You find yourself, you know, not only crying for no reason, but sometimes, you know, you can't be pleased. You know, they people try to talk to you, try to get in a relationship with you, and you're so emotionally unstable. If they say anything remotely close to where you were in your life and what triggered that bad relationship, man, yourself withdrawn from people and withdrawn from relationships, and you say, hey, I don't want to get into another relationship. And I, you know, I put a survey online recently on Facebook, and just a little easy survey, and I said, how many people are satisfied being single, or would you prefer to be with somebody? Now, I got a host of different comments on that, but what surprised me the most is that so many single African American females said they would just rather stay single than to put up with drama. And I got to tell you, I think that's sad. I really do. I would rather, if it was me and I had to do it all over again, I would rather put up with drama and work through it than to be single and become promiscuous or to a point where you just don't want to deal with people because your guards are up so high. And now that you're emotionally unstable and you go off about anything and you won't trust nobody, and we'll talk about trust a little bit later on as well. I mean, there are so many issues here when it comes to being emotionally unstable. And here's the truth about it. You won't know if you are emotionally unstable unless somebody else tells it to you. I mean, listen to me. You won't know if you are emotionally unstable unless someone else tells you that you're unstable. Because most of the time, you might think you're doing the right thing because you have these mental plans and strategies that are set up so that you won't experience the hurt no more. You won't experience people hurting you, taking advantage of you, so you have all these mental plans. Yeah, all these, thank you, baby, all these coping mechanisms set up in your mind that the moment that guy or that gal looks like she's going to hurt you or you're going to go through what you went with through somebody else, you immediately get out of that relationship or you become very, very, weary of that person. Everything looks like they might be cheating. Everything looks like they might be doing something wrong. Everything, you know, just looks wicked or strange to you. And before you know it, you might have a good person who's trying to connect with you, but for lack of a better word, because you're crazy, you know, they're gone. How do you know you're crazy? If you've been in relationships and you've had people to tell you periodically that you are crazy, you act crazy. Listen, people can't deal with that. And here's what you will say sometimes. You will say, well, when I love hard. No, you don't got hurt so bad, and you don't know how to deal with your emotions. You don't know how to handle this particular word called love. You find yourself in a place of being psychotic or paranoid, you know, so much so that even they wrote a song about it. I think I heard on the radio the other day, you got two girls in the club and he's feeling paranoid on some things. You know, it's important that you understand that. And what you might end up having to do is really step away from the dating scene for a second. Step away from that and get yourself together. Get yourself regrounded to a place where that instability is gone, and the way you do that is that you get those holes filled that's in your soul. You get yourself back together, you get those places that are torn in your life, that your heart is broken on, and you get those places healed. That's important for you to do that, And let me tell you, I've met a couple people who say, well, I'm not ready to date right now because there's still some issues that I'm going through. And so when I ask the issues about getting yourself together, a lot of them can't tell me why. They can't tell me why or what they really need to get together. That's an indication that you are mentally and emotionally unstable. You got to know why you don't want to date. And the truth of the matter is sometimes you hide. Sometimes you're scared. Sometimes you're afraid. But you don't have to be. You don't have to be at all. When you have the right tools to understand relationships and understand the male mindset and the female mindset, and when I say that, I mean that the males understand how to love a woman and be loved and receive love, and then a female how to love a man and how to be loved from him as well. It's important. When you understand those factors, I mean, this love game is almost beat. I mean, it really is. It's important that you understand that, okay? All right. So far we've had number one, standards are set too high. Number two, standards are set too low. Number three, holes in your soul. And then number four, emotionally unstable. I think we'll be able to make it to number five, and then we'll finish up the other three next week. Okay, so let's talk about number five very quickly. The fifth reason why you're still single is either you or the person does not want to deal with baby mama or daddy drama. Baby mama or daddy drama. Now, let me talk about that for a quick second here, and I want to hear your thoughts if you have any questions or comments on that. In about 2 minutes, we'll open up for questions if you have any, because of the subject that we're talking about. But baby mama drama, baby daddy drama, guys. I'm seeing it happening very, very frequent here lately. Everyone's getting pregnant and having kids, and here's the sad part about it. You're not married. Now this is your stuff. You do what you want to do with it. But unprotected sex, going into a relationship knowing what can happen and what can take place. I mean, that's just foolishness to me. You can do better. You can make a better decision, because this decision to have this baby and to be with this baby is not just for you. It's for that child as well. Looking back now, if I wasn't planning to spend the rest of my life with the person, I just wouldn't take a chance in getting somebody pregnant by just, you know, going raw, if you will, and uncovered. I'd rather practice every kind of safe sex I can, so that when I finally have my baby, I'll get connected, it will be with somebody who I plan to spend the rest of my life with. But since you might have all not done that, then some of the things that you're going to need to do that's very, very important, listen to me. If you have a child, male or female, you need to reconcile with that mother or that father of that child ASAP. It's important that you do that. It's important that you get past the drama portion of your relationship before you go into a relationship with somebody else, because you should not want to put that drama on them. They're already having to deal with their own issues. Now you're bringing that drama in, and you say, well, she's just crazy like that, or he's just crazy like that. Nah, you know what? Sometimes it just takes you sitting down with people, talking with people, and just getting a feel for what's going on and what it takes to make that person happy or satisfied, instead of bringing that drama into your relationship. It's important that you understand that. It's very, very important that you understand that. So one of the major reasons why you're still single is because of baby mama drama, baby daddy drama. You know, the male following you guys out, or they get jealous. And that's another thing that's important you need to understand. Men will get jealous in a heartbeat when another man is taking care of their kid, or the kid calls that guy dad, or whatever the case may be. It's important that you understand that male will be jealous, and female get jealous at the same time as well when you're dating somebody else, and they would bring baby mama drama in your life just because you're dating somebody else and they want to mess it up. So I'm telling you, these are some very, very key reasons why a lot of females and males are still single. Is that the standards are too high, standards are too low, there are holes in their soul, they're emotionally unstable, and number five, they have too much baby daddy or baby mama drama in their life. Okay, so we have less than a minute to go on the on-air broadcast. I want to open up now for anyone who might have a question or a comment or anything you'd like to share. Callers, you're welcome to do that. Those who are listening on the web, you're welcome to type in any questions that you have as well, and we'll be happy to share it with you. I don't see any indications right now. Let me let you hear lastly from the queen of my life as we get ready to go off the air here in just a few moments.
All right. This was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful session. Everything, I think, was very thorough, and not completely thorough. Of course, we have a time restraint, but it gets our mind
ticking, our clock's ticking and thinking about some things. I think the majority and the main thing with these is just maturity and self-assessment. For us to self-assess ourselves when we're out in the dating scene on what we want and what we don't want, have our standards and our boundaries of what we will and will not do. And then even with the baby mama daddy drama situation, sometimes the female wants to reconcile with the daddy, not necessarily to get back with him, but to have a more smoother and greater relationship, but there's resistance met on the other end. Sometimes it's nothing you can do or you can't help that, but at least you can try within all your means to try to make it as pleasant as possible because we can't control the other party. I've seen quite a few or very few that the baby mom and daddy was able to reconcile and have a great relationship, yet be able to go on and move on with their own lives. So just make sure we mature up. This dating scene sometime I think is met with unrestrained and being out of control and not really knowing what we're doing, just doing things in the moment and not making wise, mature decisions. So great luck to you as well. And we pray that these blog talk shows are helping. Thank you, callers, everyone that's on the Internet and also on Blog Talk. We have great and much more to come ahead as far as marital relationships and also much more for singles. So continue to be great listeners and faithful to us, and we really, really, really appreciate your support.
All right. Hey, guys, make sure you tune in next week. We will do the last three reasons why you're still single. I promise you it's going to get a little heated knowing why you're single. If you know anyone who's single and having some drama in their relationships, by all means, let them know about the Truthful Tuesdays. And then not only that, would you please get a chance, go by Facebook. You can either go by my personal Facebook, Zeke Bolden, from Facebook, or ZB2 Life Coaching on Facebook. Leave a comment. Let me know how you like the show. Let me know what's going on, and leave any questions or comments that you might have. Guys, thank you so very much. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your week. And remember, every Tuesday we're right here at 6 o'clock. We promise to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help us, God.